Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Proud Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Fanny Reed, and today we are talking about effectual prayer. Prayer is fellowship with the Father, a vital personal contact with God, who is more than enough. We are to be in constant communion with him. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God. And his ears are attentive to their prayer. Verse 3 and 12. Prayer is not a religious form with no power. It is to be effective and accurate and bring results. God watches over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1 and 12. Prayer that brings results must be based on God's word. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operating, energized, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and spirit and joint and marrow, the deep part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That's in Hebrews 4 and 12. Prayer is living word in our mouth. Our mouth is full of faith. For faith pleases God. We hold his word up to him in prayer. And our Father sees himself in his word. God's word is contact with him. We put him in remembrance of his word, asking him for what we need in the name of our Lord Jesus. The woman in Mark 5:34 placed a demand on the power of God when she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. By faith she touched his clothes and was healed. We remind him that he supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. That word does not return to him void without producing any effect, but it shall accomplish that which pleases and purposes, and it shall prosper in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55 and 11. Hallelujah. God did not leave us without his thoughts and his ways. But we have his word, his bond. God instructs us to call him, and he will answer and show us great and mighty things. Jeremiah 33 and 3. Prayer is to be exciting, not drudgery. It takes someone to pray. God moves as we pray in faith, believing. He says that his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless toward him. 2 Chronicles 15 and 9. We are blameless. Ephesians 1 and 4. We are his very own children. Ephesians 1 and 5. We are his righteousness in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. He tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace and attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Appropriate and well timed. Hebrews 4 and 16. Praise the Lord. The prayer offers to every believer, every member of the body of Christ who will put it on and walk in it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of the stronghold of the enemy. Satan, the god of this world, and all his demonic forces, spiritual warfare place in prayer. 2 Chronicles 10 and 4, Ephesians 6, 12, and 18. There are many different kinds of prayer, such as the prayer of thanksgiving and praise, the prayer of dedication and worship, and the prayer that changes things. All prayer involves a time of fellowshipping with the Father. In Ephesians 6, we are instructed to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all prayer and entreaty. And 1 Timothy 2, we are admonished and urge that petition, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men. Prayer is our responsibility. Prayer must be the foundation of every Christian endowed. In the family is a prayer base. We're not to be ignorant concerning God's word. God desires people to be successful, to be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of his will, his word, and to bear fruit in every good work. Galatians 1:9-13. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is Mary. This is Mary. I'm giving praise to the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to pray Psalm 91 for protection prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone that we get prayed for today. We pray for all members of Congress and the armed forces of the life, all of our intercessors, teachers, pastors, friends, enemies, neighbors, doctors, students, all people are here. Everyone we go to temple and all your workers. Heavenly Father, we ask you to let us dwell in a secret place on the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We ask you to let us say that you are our Lord, our refuge, our fortress, and our God, and who we can trust. We ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowl and of the enemy. We ask you to cover each of us with the footsteps of the moon to take refuge. We ask you to let your faithfulness and peace be our shield and home. We ask you to let us not be afraid
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning to correspond with this ministry. For our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
That's why I'm singing.